how to read maximum amount mortgages and property registers, a contract checklist for protecting Gian's deposits. A maximum amount mortgage secures obligations that may continue to fluctuate up to a specified maximum amount. The registered maximum secured claim amount does not necessarily equal the actual outstanding loan balance. To protect a Gian's deposit, you must check not only the certificate of registered matters, but also the market value, senior tenants, tax arrears, trust status, and any changes in rights after signing the contract. The official name for a property register extract is a certificate of registered matters, which must be read by distinguishing the title section, section A, and section B. The maximum secured claim amount of a maximum amount mortgage is the upper limit of secured liability, so it is not the same as the original loan principal or current outstanding balance. The guideline that the sum of the maximum secured claim amount and the deposit is safe if it is at most 70% of the market value is merely a rule of thumb, not a legally guaranteed threshold. Opposability takes effect the day after both delivery of the home and resident registration are completed. So a special clause preventing changes in rights on the balance payment date and repeated registration checks are important. For multi-household homes, trust registrations, senior tenants, and tax claims, the certificate of registered matters alone may not provide sufficient information. A home with a registered maximum amount mortgage is not necessarily unsafe or impossible to lease. The key is to consider the mortgage's priority and secured limit, the home's conservatively assessed value, and amounts that may receive priority distribution in an auction, such as senior security deposits and taxes. The official name of what is commonly called a certified copy of the real estate register is a certificate of registered matters. This document shows the property description, ownership, and registered rights such as mortgages, Gian's rights, and leasehold rights, but it is not a complete financial statement showing every debt and risk. The exact meaning of a maximum amount mortgage difference between an ordinary mortgage and a maximum amount mortgage under the Civil Act. A maximum amount mortgage is a mortgage that secures up to a predetermined maximum amount, unspecified claims arising from an ongoing business relationship, and finalized at the time of settlement. It is widely used in relationships where the debt amount may change through repayment or additional borrowing, such as a bank's home secured loan. Category ordinary mortgage, maximum amount mortgage, secured claim in principle. A specified claim, unspecified claims that may continuously fluctuate amount, primarily shown in the register claim, amount maximum secured claim amount meaning of the amount statement of the secured claim upper limit. Secured liability relationship to the actual outstanding debt separate verification is required. The balance cannot be determined from the maximum secured claim amount alone if a maximum amount mortgage is registered. The mortgagee may apply for an auction upon default and receive a distribution according to its priority. If a tenant ranks behind it, the tenant may be unable to recover part or all of the security deposit when the auction proceeds are insufficient. The maximum secured claim amount is not the actual outstanding loan balance. Financial institutions often set the maximum secured claim amount above the loan principal, taking into account not only the principal, but also interest, damages for delayed payment, costs, and other amounts secured under the agreement. In practice, a level of 120-130% of the principal is often mentioned. But this is not a fixed ratio prescribed by law and varies depending on the financial institution and agreement. Therefore, if Section B states a maximum secured claim amount of 300 million won, this does not mean that the current debt is exactly 300 million won, nor does it mean that the actual debt is necessarily much lower. Even if the landlord presents a loan balance certificate, the possibility of changes after its issue date must be distinguished from the risk that the maximum amount mortgage itself has not been canceled. Reading the three parts of a certificate of registered matters. 1. Title section, is this the property you intend to contract for? The title section contains the property description, including the location, lot number, building structure, use area, and number of floors. Check that the address and building and unit numbers in the contract exactly match the title section. For condominium-type buildings, such as apartments and officetals, review both the exclusive use portion and the indication of land rights. A detached house or multi-unit house may have separate registrations for the land and building, so check both. If the actual use differs from the registered use, also check the building register. If the property is designated for non-residential use, such as a neighborhood living facility, there may be restrictions on resident registration, loans, or guarantee enrollment. So verify these individually with the relevant authorities and financial institutions. A certificate of registered matters and a building register serve different purposes. The former confirms legal rights, while the latter provides information on the building's use, structure, designation as an unauthorized building, and other matters, so they cannot replace one another. 2. Section A, who owns the property and is ownership restricted. Section A shows registrations concerning the preservation and transfer of ownership and restrictions on ownership. The following items require particular attention. Name of the current owner or corporate entity filing date and cause of the ownership transfer seizure, provisional seizure, injunction, or decision to commence an auction whether a trust registration exists the contracting party's identification should be compared with the current owner. Depending on the type of certificate of registered matters or how it is disclosed, part of the resident registration number may be masked. Do not conclude that the person is the same based only on the name. Check the address, power of attorney, seal-related documents, and other materials appropriate to the transaction structure. If contracting with an agent, review a power of attorney issued by the owner and a seal certificate or legally valid certificate of personal signature, and separately confirm with the owner the intent to enter into the contract and the account into which the security deposit should be paid. 3. Section B, what security interests and lease-related rights exist? Section B records rights other than ownership. Typical examples include maximum amount mortgages, ordinary mortgages, geonce rights, superficies, and registered leasehold rights. For a maximum amount mortgage, the following items should be reviewed: filing number and filing date. Key information for determining the priority of registered rights, purpose of registration. Creation, transfer, modification, or cancellation of a maximum amount mortgage maximum secured claim. Amount, upper limit of secured liability debtor. The person liable for the secured debt maximum amount mortgagee. The person or institution holding the security interest, such as a bank joint collateral. Whether multiple properties jointly secure a single debt distinguish, past registrations marked as canceled, such as by underlining, from registrations that remain valid. Do not review only current matters. If necessary, include canceled matters to examine the history of ownership and the creation of security interests. How to calculate security deposit risk? The statement that it is safe if the sum of the maximum secured claim amount and the geonce deposit is at most 70% of the sale price is merely a market rule of thumb, not a legal safety standard. This is because the auction sale price may be lower than the market price, and additional items such as senior lease deposits and tax claims must also be considered. A conservative approach may be taken as follows. Potential exposure equals maximum secured claim amount of senior maximum amount mortgages, plus confirmed senior lease deposits, plus other senior rights, plus my security deposit. Compare this amount not with a simple asking price, but with a conservatively estimated disposal value reflecting recent actual transaction prices, transactions involving identical or similar homes, and the characteristics of the individual property. Even if the calculated result appears low, it does not guarantee repayment of the security deposit. For example, if the conservatively assessed value of a home is 500 million won, the maximum secured claim amount of a senior maximum amount mortgage is 200 million won, and your security deposit is 200 million won, the simple total is 400 million won. The ratio is 80%, but the actual risk may be greater depending on the expected auction price, senior tenants, delinquent taxes, auction costs, and priority of rights. a contract conditioned on cancellation of the maximum amount mortgage. If the landlord agrees to use the balance payment to repay the existing loan and cancel the maximum amount mortgage, the procedure should be specified in the contract rather than left as an oral promise. A method of paying the repayment portion of the balance directly into an account designated by the financial institution confirmation of the financial institution's scheduled repayment amount, and whether the cancellation documents have been prepared simultaneous filing of the mortgage cancellation and payment of the balance, a special clause covering contract termination, return of the security deposit, and damages if the promise is not fulfilled, a receipt showing that the loan has been repaid does not automatically cancel the maximum amount mortgage. Check the register again to confirm that the cancellation has been filed and completed. Risks that may not appear in the register: senior tenants in a multi-unit house. A multi-unit house is generally registered as a single building. So the security deposits and resident registration order of tenants in other units are not all shown on the certificate of registered matters. In an auction, the deposits of other senior tenants may affect the amount available for distribution to you. Request the full lease status and information on senior security deposits from the landlord, and check records concerning fixed date stamps or registered households through procedures permitted by law. If the landlord refuses to provide the information or the amounts do not match, it is safer not to rush into the contract. Delinquent national and local taxes, depending on when they arose and their legal nature. Some tax claims may receive distributions before a tenant's security deposit. A prospective tenant may inspect the landlord's unpaid national and local taxes, subject to the timing and requirements prescribed by law. So it is advisable to confirm the latest procedures with the competent tax office and local government. Trust registration: if a trust company is listed as the owner in Section A, it cannot be assumed that a lease entered into at the discretion of the settlor, the original homeowner, is enforceable against the trust company. Review the trust register to confirm leasing authority, preferred beneficiaries, restrictions on disposition, and consent requirements, and determine whether the trust company has lawfully consented to or participated in the contract. Trust structures are more complex than ordinary leases. If the trust register is difficult to understand, it is safer to have a legal professional review it before paying the balance. Duplicate contracts and identity theft: the risk of multiple contracts being entered into for one home, or of someone impersonating the owner or real estate agent, is difficult to eliminate completely through the certificate of registered matters alone. Use the competent local government's official real estate brokerage lookup service to verify the brokerage office's registration status. Compare the brokerage office's name, address, and registration number with the licensed real estate agent's identity. In principle, transfer the security deposit to an account held in the verified owner's name. If there is an exception, verify the authority and reason in writing. Treat an excessively low price, refusal to provide verification materials, or pressure to sign on the same day as warning signs. Difference between opposability and the preferential payment right under the Housing Lease Protection Act. Once a tenant takes possession of the home and completes resident registration, the lease becomes enforceable against third parties from the following day. When obtained together with the requirements for opposability, a fixed date stamp serves as a requirement for receiving repayment of the security deposit ahead of junior rights holders in an auction or public sale. System main requirements: core function opposability, possession of the home and resident registration basis for asserting the lease even if ownership changes, preferential payment, right based on a fixed date stamp. Requirements for opposability and a fixed date stamp may take priority over junior rights holders in auction or public sale distributions. Top priority repayment for small deposit tenants. Statutory requirements, including regional deposit limits, allows a specified amount to be repaid ahead of other secured creditors' leasehold registration order requirements, such as non-return of the deposit after the lease ends, preserves existing opposability and preferential payment rights even after moving out the standards for small deposit tenants, and the top priority repayment amount may vary by region, the date the security interest was created, and legislative amendments. Not every small security deposit is automatically protected in full. Verification procedures by contract stage before signing the contract enter the exact address on the Supreme Court of Korea's Internet Registry Office website and check the certificate of registered matters. Determine whether it is a condominium-type building or a home, for which the land and building must be checked separately. Compare the title section with the physical address, building and unit numbers, and the use stated in the building register. Check the owner listed in section A and whether there is any seizure, provisional seizure, auction, or trust. Organize the maximum amount mortgages, jeance rights, leasehold rights, maximum secured claim amounts, and filing priorities shown in section B. Check recent transactions through sources such as the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport's actual transaction price disclosure system, and assess the home's value conservatively. If it is a multi-unit house, additionally verify senior leases and the total amount of security deposits. Confirm with the relevant institutions whether unpaid national and local taxes may be inspected, and whether the property meets the conditions for enrollment in a jeance deposit return guarantee. When drafting the contract, a special clause intended to prevent changes in rights should specifically state the prohibited period and the consequences of a breach. An example is as follows. From the date the contract is entered into until the date the tenant's opposability takes effect, the landlord shall not create or allow any new maximum amount mortgage, jeance right, trust, seizure, or other right affecting recovery of the tenant's security deposit. If the landlord violates this provision, the tenant may terminate the contract, and the landlord shall immediately return all money received and compensate the tenant for the agreed damages. This special clause merely establishes the landlord's contractual liability. It does not automatically invalidate the rights of third parties that have already been registered. Therefore, do not rely solely on the special clause and check the register repeatedly. Immediately before and after paying the balance, review a new certificate of registered matters immediately before transferring the balance. If the screen or certificate indicates that a filed application is being processed, stop the balance payment and confirm the details of the application. If possible, complete payment of the balance and handover of the keys during registry office operating hours. Complete resident registration and the fixed date stamp procedure on the day you take possession of the home. If the contract requires cancellation of a maximum amount mortgage, separately confirm both the filing and completion of the cancellation. Continue checking the register for a period after signing the contract, and do not delay the guarantee enrollment procedure. If the security deposit is not returned after the contract ends moving your resident registration out without receiving the security deposit, may cause problems in maintaining existing opposability or preferential payment rights. If you must move, consider applying for a leasehold registration order under the requirements and procedures established by the court, and move only after confirming that the registration has been completed. Necessary procedures, such as a payment order, a claim against a guarantee institution, or litigation, vary depending on the contract and guarantee enrollment status. Practical checklist item to check warning sign, recommended response address and building, and unit numbers the contract and title section do not match, suspend the contract and transfer, until they match owner the contracting party, differs from the owner in section, a confirm lawful agency authority, and the owner's intent section a seizure, provisional seizure, auction, or trust, review the cause and conditions for resolution with an expert section, B large maximum secured claim amount, or multiple security interests, recalculate amounts by priority, and the expected disposal value multi-unit house. Information on senior deposits is not provided to defer the contract until the full lease status is confirmed building, use neighborhood living facility or designation as an unauthorized building, individually verify eligibility for resident registration, loans, and guarantees market. Price only asking. Prices are available. With insufficient transaction evidence, cross-check recent actual transactions and similar properties registration on the balance payment date, new rights, or an application being processed, stop the balance payment, and check the application details guarantee enrollment the home. Or security deposit does not meet eligibility requirements, confirm the guarantee institution's latest conditions before signing limitations of registration checks, and final principles, a certificate of registered matters is the starting point for a safe contract. But it is not a document guaranteeing return of the security deposit. Senior tenants, delinquent taxes, duplicate contracts, forgery, actual occupancy status, and declines in the home's value require other records and an on-site inspection. The most important principle is not to check only once before signing the contract. Repeatedly check the latest registration before signing, when drafting the contract, immediately before paying the balance, and after rights have been canceled. Protective procedures such as resident registration, obtaining a fixed date stamp, and guarantee enrollment should be completed as quickly as possible. For a large security deposit, or a complex trust, or multi-unit housing transaction, it is advisable not to rely solely on a licensed real estate agent's explanation, but also to obtain a review from an attorney, certified judicial scrivener, or public legal counseling institution.